Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul. And today we'll be talking about I Hate Hamlet, which is going on at the Anchorage Community Theater.
And our guests today are Colby Bleicher, who's the director of the show. Welcome to Stage Talk, Colby.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And also Jeremy Johnson, who is playing one of the parts in the show, the part of Gary. So welcome to the show, Jeremy.
Thank you.
Well, Colby, let's start with you. This is a play, I Hate Hamlet, which has had a long history of very popular productions. So some people know about it already, but some people may not. It has an unusual twist about it. So give us a bit of the background about what this play is about.
The play is about a young TV actor who's in a medical soap opera in L.A., and his show finishes, and he moves to New York City and is cast in a high-profile production of Hamlet as the lead. And he is very nervous about it and feels unprepared for the role. And he moves into an apartment that belonged to the famous actor John Barrymore, who was known for his portrayal of Hamlet. And the ghost of John Barrymore comes back from the dead to coach the actor through playing the role. And comedy ensues.
And it is a very funny play.
Yes, it's beloved by actors and people who hate Shakespeare. It has something for everyone.
So, Jeremy, do you hate Shakespeare?
Yes.
I don't.
It comes out finally.
And your character hates Shakespeare, too.
Oh, absolutely. My character hates Shakespeare.
Tell us about your character, then.
My character's a writer, producer, director from L.A. who comes to New York, who's worked with the lead character, Andrew Rowley, before, and is basically wanting to know what the heck he's doing in New York doing this stage play. Hamlet, you're a TV actor. I've got stuff in L.A. for you. Come back with me. We can go make money together. What are you doing here? This is awful, you know.
And you're the one who hates Hamlet.
Yes. I hate Hamlet, as does the lead character as well. He grows to hate Hamlet as well. It's a tough thing to play, I would think. I don't know. Yeah. I don't like Shakespeare.
So you're method acting here.
Right.
Well, who does like Shakespeare in this play? Anybody?
I do. I love Shakespeare.
And Barrymore, I assume, is like Shakespeare.
Yes. Yes. Several of the characters, the lead character's girlfriend loves Shakespeare and Hamlet in particular, and is one of the main reasons that he auditions for the role. Yeah.
And I like Shakespeare.
But you say this is Barrymore's old apartment where he lived for while he was doing Hamlet, is that right? Or he was doing Shakespeare in New York?
Yes. Yeah. Well, in real life, he performed as Hamlet and Richard III. And the play was actually inspired by the fact that the playwright, Paul Rudnick, himself lived in John Barrymore's old apartment. So there are characters in the play who Paul Rudnick's literary agent is alluded to in one of the characters in the play. So there are certain things, there are lines in the play that are references to Paul Rudnick's life and just what it would be like to be a theater artist living in a very famous theater artist's apartment, and how you could be inspired or terrified by that legacy.
This is a very funny play. I've seen it in the past. I presume you have too.
And so John Barrymore, this is not spoiling the play, I hope, does make an appearance.
Oh, yes. Yes. early enough. That it's...
So we find out early on enough that...
Yeah.
Can you tell us... are there any special effects? Are you flying him in a la Miss Saigon on a helicopter or something?
I wish. ACT doesn't really have the ceiling height for that. But there are some special effects. And I hope it's not a spoiler. There's sword fighting in the show. So that's exciting.
That. Right. Yep. So the sword fighting in the show must be a lot of fun to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was an interesting experience because Tom, the actor who's playing Barrymore, had never picked up a sword until we started rehearsals, whereas Carl, who's playing Andrew, is more experienced with stage combat. And so they had to go through the training, and Tom had to become qualified enough that he's able to look like the expert between the two of them, which was funny.
Which is,
and they've done really well. He's made amazing progress, and two of them do a great job.
That's wonderful. I can't imagine learning that so fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Any blood yet?
Nope, no blood. They're very safe.
Now, Jeremy, this is really your debut in a way. I know you've done some classwork on stage, acting on stage.
Yes, absolutely. This is my debut. Yeah, I've done as you know, you were my teacher.
Well, Jeremy was a sport. He was in one of my acting classes last year.
Yeah, and it was my first thing that I did on stage. A couple of acting scenes we did in our classes, and a director scene last fall. And as my acting teacher, the last day of class, you encouraged us all to go out and audition because the phone's just not going to ring and you're not going to get offered parts if you've never done anything. So I went out and auditioned this summer, and Colby here was foolish enough to cast me.
Quite the contrary. It was actually really exciting because when he came into the audition and said it was his very first one, you know, I thought, okay, well, we'll see how this goes. And then he read for the part, and he read it like a real person, you know? He didn't put on an I'm acting now voice. It was just, it was very natural, and Jeremy is a great stage presence. So you would never believe that it was his first show.
Excellent. That you're smiling at us.
Well,
shining.
Compliment from my director. I really appreciate that. That's nice.
So I wanted to ask you one question about your acting process here. In the acting class that you're with me in, mm-hmm. that class, one thing I noticed is that you were willing to take a lot of risks. As a one of the scenes you did, you actually performed as a woman.
Correct.
Without any sort of reservation at all. And that's one thing actors have to be able to do, is to take those risks to perform those parts in the show. And this is a farcical comedy.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, I guess, to Colby and to Jeremy, are there any risk-taking areas in this show that Jeremy is taking, or is it just the fact that he's jumping in this show right away with 2 feet in and taking that risk is making him what apparently is a pretty good performer in the show?
Yeah, well, I was very impressed right away with the attitude that Jeremy went into rehearsals with, because, you know, sometimes the first time that you do a show, you could come in very nervous, but he went right for it and was really able to just mess around and play with the actors that he's doing scenes with, and with no reservation at all, which is awesome. Awesome for a director to have things to work with and not have to ask him to come out of his shell.
This is Stage Talk on KSKA. This is Jean Paul with my co-host Steve Hunt, and we're talking to Jeremy Johnson and Colby Beicher about Anchorage Community Theater's production of I Hate Hamlet.
Well, Colby, although we know everyone in this room hates Hamlet or hates Shakespeare, I don't. What have you done? Any research on the play? Do you have to do research on the play to do this play? Or how much of the Hamlet are we going to get by watching this play?
We do get a bit of Hamlet. I did do research on it. I mean, I'd read the play and I reread it. And there are some soliloquies and excerpts from it. You know, there are scenes that are going on between the characters in the play that are kind of parodies of what is happening in the text of Hamlet. And so, yeah, it was important to know what the characters of Hamlet are experiencing, so that it all, you know, so that you'd know what the actors are talking about.
Right, but Hamlet is not such an obscure play that the
right.
audience is going to be lost.
No.
And this is a very funny play. I've seen it before, and it's hilarious.
Yeah. Yep, it's a good one.
And there's a, it's not just about Hamlet and acting. There's a love story of sorts in this play, too, isn't there? So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, there are a couple of love stories. There's the main relationship between the actor Andrew and his girlfriend, who is also a working actress, and then there's a relationship of sorts between Barrymore and Andrew's agent, who had a fling with Barrymore when he was alive, and then, you know, he comes back as a ghost, and so she has the opportunity to possibly rekindle things with him.
That sounds like great fun.
Yeah.
It is a great, it is really funny play. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
I talk about old boyfriends and girlfriends coming back. He comes back as a ghost.
Yep.
So, Jeremy, working with the other actors on stage here, what are you bringing from, is there anything you're bringing from your own personal life as an actor to your role, or is it all you're just creating everything up as you go along about this character? How are you melding yourself with this character?
I've just been trying to do it as I go along. I don't, as I said, I don't have a huge stockpile of former productions and experience to draw from, but my character, Gary, isn't the broadest of characters. He's not the deepest of fellas. He has a few main goals in life, which is basically to make money and to help himself and to serve himself. So I feel like with Colby's help and the other actors' help talking to them, I've been able to kind of jump into that role pretty well. So,
well, a moment ago you sounded like you were channeling the characters while I was asking. Sort of the Barrymore, the Hollywood agent channeling through you. Well, Colby, we've got about 1 minute left. Anything else you want to add about the show?
Well, I suppose I should say something about when it's happening and how to get tickets.
Well, we'll have that on the calendar. So anything about your approach to the show?
My approach to the show. Well, it's been very exciting for me. This is my first full-length show that I'm directing. I studied theater and directing in New York and moved back home. And it's been really a joy to have this be my first directing experience here all around.
That sounds very good. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you for being with us today. We've been talking to Jeremy Johnson and Colby Beischer.
We've been talking about their show, I Hate Hamlet, which is opening tonight at Anchorage Community Theater. Thanks for being on Stage Talk.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org.
Alaska Theater of Youth is holding auditions for two shows, Three Musketeers and Disney's Beauty and the Beast. They'll be held on Sunday, August the 24th from 2 to 4:30 p.m. and Monday, August the 25th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the ATY Rehearsal Hall, which is located at 610 West Fireweed Lane.
At Cyrano's, it's the last weekend to see Das Barbecue. On Friday and Saturday at 7, that's tonight and tomorrow at 7, and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
And tonight is opening night to see Anchorage Community Theater's production of Paul Rudnick's I Hate Hamlet. Performances are on Friday and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at centertix.net or call 868-4913. Well, thanks for being with us today on Stage Talk. Our guests were Jeremy Johnson and Colby Bleicher from Anchorage Community Theater's production of I Hate Hamlet. Thanks again. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.